Obgonas.
So Mikel Arteta stepped up for the press conference ahead of our big Champions League clash this evening against PSG, and I've got to say there's a lot to take in. First things first, no major injury updates, which is a relief, but we've got Ben White and Ricardo Calafiori being assessed. Those two have been massive, and fingers crossed they're fit to face PSG. Actually, so Calafiori in training. Now, speaking of PSG, Arteta is pumped about facing his old club. Can you imagine playing for them as a teenager, rubbing shoulders with legends like Ronaldinho, Okocha and Anelka? He clearly still holds a soft spot for them, but make no mistake, his focus is firmly on getting a result for us. What really caught my attention, though, was how he talked about our team's adaptability. We've seen it already this season. Remember how we handled City and then Leicester? Two completely different games, but we came out on top. It's all about finding different ways to win. And Arteta has got the squad believing they can do it in any situation. We might face PSG's aggressive, possession-heavy game, but that's the beauty of this Champions League night, isn't it? You just never know, but you've got to be ready for everything. Arteta also talked a lot about the fullbacks, and I love this bit. He's bringing back Timber and Calafiori slowly, but both these lads have proper football brains. The way they slot into different spaces and make us unpredictable, that's brilliant. And he made one thing clear. No matter how good they are going forward, they've got to love defending first. That's what makes them fit into the system so well. And then there's a special shout out for Timber. The guy's been a rock, even off the pitch. During his injury, he's a leader, always thinking about how to help the team. The way he's kept his head up, staying involved in every meeting, building relationships, it just shows the type of player that he is. I can't wait to see him fully back in action again. And then there's PSG. There are no pushovers. Arteta knows that they dominate every phase of play. And with Luis Enrique in charge, it's going to be a proper test for us. But honestly, that's what we want. These nights are what it is all about, seeing how far we've come and how we measure up against Europe's best. So tonight, we go again. The Emirates under the lights, Champions League football, PSG in the house. It doesn't get much better than this. Now let's see how we handle the pressure and hopefully come out with the win. What's going around is that Jorginho is considering moving into a coaching role when his contract expires in 2025. And honestly, this could be massive for the club. He's already got that leadership presence on the pitch, practically acting as an assistant coach during games. You see him up and down the sidelines as well, directing, talking, motivating. He's got that football brain that makes him perfect for a coaching gig. I believe that. Now, the fans are excited if this is true. Some fans are excited. And I've heard fans say that when you have players like Big Gabs admitting that they don't know what they'll do when Jorginho leaves, then you know you're onto something special. Jorginho's influence is felt all over, and he's earned that respect in such a short time. Some are even calling him a grandson of Wenger, linking his style and intelligence to the Wenger era. Adding someone with his football IQ to Arteta's staff could be a masterstroke. It's like Arteta is building this dream team of football minds, and Jorginho fits right in. I especially like the way our coach huddles with his backroom staff when there's a goal or right after the match. Just shows that he knows he's not doing this alone. He has the explicit support of those around him. So honestly, Arsenal is becoming more than just a football team. We're a family, like Fast and Furious. Jorginho transitioning to a coaching role would keep that family vibe strong, and it looks like the fans are all for it. Could be the next big move that keeps the Arsenal DNA alive for years to come. It's interesting when you see how deeply Arsenal connects with fans, not just in England, but across the world. Look at the Trans Nzoia Arsenal fans group in Kitale, Kenya. They've just held elections, and it wasn't just a random formality. There was a real campaign, real passion, and a drive to build something meaningful in their community. The re-election of Eunice Chebet as chairperson shows there's a foundation of leadership that people trust. But what I love most is that they're focusing on charitable activities. So it's not just about watching football matches, it's about making a difference. They're planning team-building events, anti-jigger campaigns, and even visits to children's homes before Christmas. That's Arsenal's spirit right there. Unity, giving back, and creating something bigger than just a fan group. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!